Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
I'm in a little bit of a dilemma because y'all have a lot of gotta go stories. And the closer we get to noon, the more uncomfortable I am putting them up here because, you know, people be eating and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate this from the 713 because we were talking about, we gave a little Masters update as to what was happening. We'll give some more as we go. But 713 said, all that hullabaloo about Cam Smith, he can't even make the random Masters updates. Shaking my head. Astros,
he hasn't
Cam
even
Smith,
started today yet.
Greater than golfer Cam Smith. All day, every day. In your face, Lopez. Hold that.
The dude hasn't even started playing yet
Yeah,
today.
But where is he though?
He actually was okay. Wasn't he one under or even? I think it was even.
See, he don't sound confident either.
And yesterday when I seen the update, they did the update on the screen. Mm-hmm. Said Cameron Smith.
Okay.
He said Cameron Smith.
Okay, so because, okay. So, yeah, someone was mentioning he goes by Cameron Smith. I think he
goes by
goes,
both. Yeah,
yeah, he gets Cam in there as well.
Yeah.
All right. A man that goes by Joe Flacco back in the game as we go around the NFL. He is reunited with the Cleveland Browns. Apparently, you can always go back home. In a way, and that is Cleveland. So, what was your first thought when you saw that Joe Flacco is returning? 1 year, $4 million deal, so very much.
Could make 13, which I'm guessing if he starts a certain number of games. It could go up to $13 million.
The fact that you have to, in the year of our Lord 2025, put in his contract, if you start a certain number of games, you can get this. For Joseph Flacco.
41 years old.
Damn bad. But what
41
years was your old. Thought when you saw Joe Flacco get there?
I'll keep it brief. LOL. Because it's not just, I mean, I respect the hell out of Joe Flacco. You know, obviously at that age, he was the guy the Browns wanted all along. Like he was the guy that they wanted all along. And then the LOL really is about Deshaun Watson. Remember yesterday or day before we were talking about, oh yeah, I'm going to be better than ever. Oh, well, you may not even be there.
I don't know that there. You think that the Joe Flacco is to that point. I know that
they have three quarterbacks.
To me, my first thought was, oh, they definitely ain't picking no quarterback with that number two pick.
Well, that's another thought I
and
had.
And they might even wait a little later because it was the conversation of will they trade back into the first round and get a quarterback. I don't even know if that's happening now, right, man. They might get a project type of quarterback that can sit for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, on their well, you say they have three quarterbacks. One of them is Deshaun Watson, and it just feels like everybody that feels like a formality if I've ever seen one.
Technically,
right? Like
three quarterbacks.
I mean, yeah. That's like. Have you ever seen a dude who's trying to holler at somebody at the bar, and they're like, I mean, yeah, technically I have a wife, but we separate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like that, you know?
We don't really get along.
I mean, we
sleep
just
in separate rooms.
We really just here for the kids, honestly. It's not even like that. Like, that's what it feels like is what's happened with we got a quarterback, but it's really just the money that's keeping us there. We're not even really into him.
I'm
like
really
that.
Single.
Like, for real, for real?
Yeah.
If I'm being real, you know, we looking for a quarterback, to be honest.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, but it's Kenny Pickett. and Joe Flacco there. Yeah, it does feel like that probably, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe they would, could still end up, because, I mean, again, Kenny Pickett, clearly a backup caliber quarterback. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco, you take that one for four, that is a backup contract. Like, maybe you get to that when that 13, like, yeah. maybe that. I mean, and is anybody expecting Deshaun Watson to be a starter or to be that caliber of player?
I don't know if he's going to play this year.
Right. And
like,
so
injury-wise.
Well, he says he's going to be better than ever, and he's been working out, but I don't think he's going to play because he's not going to play. Like, he's their number three quarterback.
And so, yeah. They
think about that.
They could still be in the running for a quarterback. I still am interested in whatever this flirtation is with Kirk Cousins that they have. Mm-hmm. That still feels like that's very much in play.
Yeah, I think now what's in play as far as the draft is like the Jalen Milroe or somebody that's lower.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think somebody like that, because I don't expect him to come in and start right away unless mm-hmm. he just blow everybody's skirt up or something. But yeah. I feel like they're going to look at a quarterback like that to kind of sit a little bit, just give him a little competition to see what he can do.
I do think it's also in play, as Figgy pointed out, you know, they're going to go Cam Smith number one, and then Travis Hunter to the Browns, and Abdul Carter.
You said who?
Cam Ward.
Okay.
I would say Cam
Smith. You did say Cam Smith.
Just more of them everywhere.
They're everywhere. Cam
Too
Ward.
Many Cams.
Cam Ward number one, and then Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. All of a sudden, the quarterback draft looks real interesting in terms of where some of these other guys are going to go.
So you mentioned, you definitely mentioned Jalen Milroe. Did you see what Pro Football Focus had in talking about Jalen Milroe? Jalen Milroe has been this very interesting player, obviously accepted an invitation to the draft. And one of the things that I guess I neglected to acknowledge is that there's been folks that have accepted invitations to kind of be there also for like day two
sure.
stuff as well.
Sure.
And end up getting drafted later on. So I guess that's probably more of the thought process there, because I cannot see him as a first rounder. However, did you see, it feels like Pro Football Focus also very much can't see him as a first rounder at all.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see who they compared Jalen Milroe to
who?
In player comp? Do you remember Quincy Carter?
Oh, Lord. How can I forget? First ever Texans win.
Yeah.
Quincy Carter was the opposing
That's
quarterback.
That's right.
That Quincy Carter.
Milroe got to get a cease and desist or something, right? Like, he's got to fight someone behind that, don't he?
Quincy Carter.
Right, like I definitely got to break out the Lank gear again, but like, ain't no way you letting people get out here and be like, you know what you remind me of, son?
Dude, don't even do a comp.
Don't even do a comp.
Yeah,
it's like don't do that, because that is supremely disrespectful in my estimation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of causing a stir, like, I guess we bounce around to the AFC North again. Pittsburgh, they are up in arms right now because of an arm that went up. It's funny enough.
we're all doing it at the same time.
Yeah, T.J. Watt.
Peace.
Chunked up the deuce for the North and the
did
South.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
This last game.
He caused a stir because on social media, he put a picture of him putting up the two-finger peace sign,
mm-hmm.
And with no real context.
And by himself.
Just by himself, yeah. Standing there, and people started going, oh, is he trying to get out?
Yeah.
Is he leaving? Like, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. And it is worth noting that he's entering the final year of his contract. Base salary, $21 million. Now, can you remind me, Lopez, what the average annual value was on the Myles Garrett extension?
Was it 40?
That is right.
Yeah.
It was. So, like, he is coming up on yeah. he is in extension time, right, when guys mm-hmm. typically look to get their deals done. And he is set to play on a deal that is half as lucrative
yeah.
as what the guy, a guy who is comparable in some ways, is making on his next deal. I got to imagine that this has a lot to do with whatever those negotiations are and whatever feelings he has towards the Steelers in getting those negotiations done already.
I don't even think you have to imagine it. I think that's what it is.
Just leaving room, just leaving room for the possibility that he was out here just like real
happy about everybody.
He's like, I want world peace, guys, or whatever that could be. But yes, it does feel like the strong probability is, hey, man, pay me my money.
Yeah. No, look, man, those Watt boys know how to be cryptic. That's for darn sure. they must go to a class or something.
It's innate.
It is, because something like that, I mean, it wasn't done by accident. This wasn't an accident. You know, hey, I'm just trying to say hello to everybody. No, that was done deliberately, and now everybody's going bleep crazy in Pittsburgh.
Now, with that being the case, and you know how betting is, they're going to come up with odds for all sorts of situations, even situations that are like not probable. Did you see his I think it was Bet Online put out his trade chances, like where he could land if the Steelers got to a place where they figured that they could not do whatever the deal is that would make him happy.
Yeah.
It would be reasonable to expect that you then trade him and try and get value. Where do you think is the most likely place that he gets traded?
I didn't see this, so I'm just spitballing.
Yeah,
here.
I'm very glad. I did a good job hiding this.
You did hide that well from me. TJ Watt to the...
Think of teams in the draft that are really being attached to pass rushers.
I'm going to say...
Giants?
I'm going to say Green Bay.
Neither of those teams are in the top 10, funny enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Titans?
Titans are fifth? Okay. Sixth, rather.
Okay.
It's 7-1 odds. No, fifth, rather, with 7-1 odds, which that would not be fun to have him in division.
That would not be fun.
Right? Like, all right, Harold Landry, all that. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. No, you see a TJ Watt. That's a little bit different of what we're talking about. No, not him. Not there, though.
Now, are these like lower tier teams?
They are, especially because they're trying on the come up. One of them is the New England Patriots. They have the best odds of 3-1.
I should have thought of that
one. They, yeah, they've been tied a lot to Abdul Carter there. Yeah. If he gets past 2-3 there, they're looking at someone like that. And then also the Seahawks have the second best odds. And this feels like this would be NFL malpractice if this happens. If Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles get the
That's what I was thinking. That's why I'm like, are these lower tier teams? Because they did want Miles Garrett, or that was the conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me if they would try to get TJ Watt.
Well, that would make me sick.
I would. Man, everybody would have to step in like, nah, this ain't happening.
Yeah.
So,
yikes.
Yeah, that's something that's happening. Mm-hmm. And, of course, social media induced. Don't you love it that this can happen? Some other things that are popping around the NFL. Did you see this draft prospect, Isaiah Bond, turned himself in because, and let me make sure that I get this right because it's an interesting legal thing. He said that there are sexual assault allegations for him that he calls patently false, but there was a warrant out for his arrest in Frisco, Texas, up there in the DFW area. And he turned himself in. He was subsequently released after posting a $25,000 bail. But this has got to be the absolute worst time for something like this to pop up without saying anything about like what it is that he is accused of and like the sexual assault he's accused of or like, you know, any moralizing of it. Just the timing of this has got to be absolutely terrible.
I hate this when I saw it. I just hate this in every, you know, imaginable way. I hate it that the timing, which you just mentioned. I hate that I don't know, you know, no one knows, you know, outside of those investigating and those involved, you know, what to believe. What, you know, you never know anymore what to believe or where you might, you know, sort of be inclined to believe. It's just awful in every way. But, you know, you don't know what you don't know where to go with it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, especially at this time, and with the NFL has kind of taken a perspective where they like to see the legal process unfold before they before they try and respond to things. You're not going to get real resolution,
no.
I don't think, with this time. So like not that this by any means is the priority in a circumstance like this. Obviously, like the victims or the alleged victims matter in this a great deal more in trying to figure out what happened there. I don't envy any team that has Isaiah Bond on their board and trying to figure out what you do with that.
Yeah.
Right? I don't envy
that. That's what I'm saying. You don't know what to believe. You're going to have to ask some very difficult questions. You're going to have to do some research. It could be, you know, we live in a world where, you know, the accusations like this, and we've seen it multiple times, are sometimes basically trying to get something from someone, or they're legitimately real. Yeah. You know, you just don't know where to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I say that about the NFL's MO of kind of sitting back. It seems like they are taking a little bit more of an aggressive approach mm-hmm. when it comes to Tyreek Hill. We were mentioning the domestic dispute that had police called to his greater South Florida area home earlier this week. Apparently, the NFL is looking for the 911 audio from that incident. So they're going on the offensive in a way that it doesn't feel like they often do. It feels like that was like early Roger Goodell tenure NFL where they were like, we are going to be aggressive and, you know, rooting out bad actors or whatever. And I think they felt like they got over their heads with some of the trying to lay down the hammer and protecting the shield. It seems like they have as an organization have fallen back and tried to allow other situations to happen. But in this instance, they're searching out for they want to see what's happening with that 911 audio to maybe get more of an idea of what was happening.
I also feel that this is a result of what I mentioned yesterday. Look, you know, never know what to believe, as I just mentioned, but also with Tyreek Hill, there's just so much smoke all the time. They're trying to figure something out, you know, like, you know, because they don't need any, you know, legal rulings for fines and suspensions and such.
No, they absolutely don't. But yeah, there you go. That's around the NFL here on Friday in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, did Brian Windhorst just tell the Rockets and others that are hoping to get Kevin Durant not so fast? Well, I'll tell you what we mean next.